Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Julia Rosen.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal.
In real life, narwhals don't speak English, like the one bidding farewell to Will Ferrell's character in the movie Elf. Instead, they sound more like this. That's an audio clip recorded by scientists last summer under the icy waters of Northwest Greenland.
If we want to describe what animals are doing, we first better understand what sounds are telling us.
Yevgeny Podolsky, a geophysicist at Hokkaido University in Japan. Podolsky and his colleagues study the soundscape of glacial fjords. They're noisy places where icebergs crash into the ocean and air bubbles fizz out of melting ice. These fjords are also home to narwhals. The animals are sometimes called unicorns of the sea because of their single, long, spiraled tusk, and they're shy, which makes them hard to study. So Podolsky teamed up with local Inuit hunters who snuck up on narwhals in kayaks and captured audio. That's the sound of a narwhal looking for food using echolocation, like a dolphin or a bat. And that's a narwhal closing in on its prey, which it vacuums up into its toothless mouth.
So it starts sounding like, to my ear, like a chainsaw or something like... So it's so many little clicks that we cannot even distinguish them. And this is recognized as a foraging-related sound used also by other animals, for example, other dolphinoids or bats. They do the same trick because when they approach the target, the prey, which is for narwhals, Arctic cod or Greenland halibut, they want to update their knowledge about the position of the target more frequently because the target is moving and they need to suck it in. And that's why this interval is getting shorter. And we even, by using some simple assumptions and equation, can know how far the animal is from the target.
The whistles you heard earlier are thought to be social calls, individuals communicating with other narwhals. The researchers reported these observations in the Journal of Geophysical Research, Oceans.
There are still sounds which we don't know what do they mean, and there are several like this.
Podolsky says that listening to narwhals is a first step toward understanding this mysterious whale and how it will cope as climate change, shipping, and other human activities alter its Arctic home.
There are all these things taking place right now in the region which will affect somehow these animals, but we have no clue even about the state or the previous state of this animal. So if we want to learn what's going to happen, we better start now. And I hope this is where sound monitoring can help us to learn more about this still mysterious creatures.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Julia Rosen.